Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Just team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.
All right, hey, welcome back to another episode of Dads Who Try.
Welcome back to episode 51. And yesterday, we did 50, okay?
Yeah.
Yep. Of course, it's 50. Today's 51. But yesterday was pretty special because we finally crossed over in what I feel like is our best days yet.
What do you mean?
Well, if you really think about it, this whole thing it ends at 100. Like, start scaring people. No, you guys, come on. I'm just being funny tonight, you know?
We're going to delete the podcast at 100 unless we get a million followers.
Yeah, you know, if we don't get to a million followers and $1 million, $1 million.
Have you seen this new TikTok, Instagram trend where they're like, for every 10 followers, I'm going to do another push-up. And I'm going to delete my Instagram, or I'm going to delete this account in 6 months unless I get a million followers. And then it's like the first one, like, I have 17 followers. That's one push-up. And then, like, the next day, they're like, oh, man, I have 40,000 followers.
Yeah.
I have to do 4,000 push-ups today.
Bro, people will do anything,
yeah,
you know, to get their audience up, which is...
What would you do for a million followers?
A million followers?
Yeah. We're at just under a million on TikTok. But if you start at zero today and someone's like, hey, do this and I'll give you a million followers, what would it be?
I don't know, man, because, yeah, I truly don't know what I would do for a million
I'll tell you what I'd do for a million followers.
Tell me.
I'd eat a full pint of Ben & Jerry's fish food ice cream.
Oh, dude, I'd do that for free.
That's what I'm saying, baby. It is pretty crazy. We just did our 50th episode, and it was so cool. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it, head over and listen to the 50th episode. We went live on Instagram and TikTok and took questions and shouted people out. And real quick, we want to shout out everyone who's left a review, who's been so kind to let us know your feedback on the podcast. Thank you so much. But go listen to that. But we're on episode 51 today. I feel like we turned the page. We're a little bit older, a little bit more mature from, you know, our old episode 49 selves.
Yeah, it's so funny to go back to and kind of hear of all the things that, you know, when we first started. But here we are on episode 51. And if you've missed, you know, a few podcasts ago, December 1st, we started to record every single day for content here in December. So for every, you know, for 31 days, we're going to drop a new podcast every day. And we just hope that you will continue to enjoy, learn, you know, add value, because we're trying to learn ourselves.
That's right.
And, you know, yesterday on the live, it was so interesting to see all the people that would, you know, just have awesome input in kind of this journey of parenthood. And it makes me realize, though, that as much as I think I know, I don't.
Yeah. For every piece of knowledge I learn, I feel like revealed is 10 questions.
Yeah.
I didn't previously know the answers for.
And I think that, you know, but I think that that's the beauty in a lot of this, of what we're creating right now. You know, I think it creates a great platform for people to come along and kind of share their experiences. You know, like, I feel like we've only lived a fraction of this life journey. And, you know, our kids are different. You know, the things that we've been dealt with are different. But yeah, I think if we can, you know, live with an understanding that, you know, our perspective is not maybe the only right way.
That's right.
I think life could actually be enjoyable and, you know, I think could be beneficial as well.
When it comes to parenting, how important is that idea right there? Like, how important is it as a parent for us to remain students and for us to not assume that our perspectives are the best ones?
Yeah, I think it's healthy. I think if you start thinking that you have all the answers, well, then I think, you know, you're...
But we say that to our kids. I mean, maybe we don't, but I have before, you know. Why do I need to do this? Because I said so. Because I'm right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
I think there's so much, like, that we've been taught and generations just passed down their knowledge, you know, and I think that, to be honest with you right now, man, I get overwhelmed with how much information is being tossed around. And But it's also a great time, I think, if we can kind of lean into what's here, I think that we can actually learn a lot still, you know? Like, we live in such a crazy advanced world right now. It's unbelievable. Like, even the last, gosh, 5 to 10 years alone.
Yeah, it feels like a huge jump.
Yes.
Have you ever done one of these VR things, like the Oculus or the MetaQuest or whatever it's called now?
Yeah, you know, I messed around with, like, I think the Meta thing. Like, someone had the whole...
Yeah, the office.
Yeah, and so I tried it, like, I think a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was just so crazy. And I think even since then, it's, like, advanced.
Dude, I'm kind of obsessed.
Yeah.
Like, I want one. If you're listening and you want to send me over a MetaQuest, I'd appreciate it a lot.
How much is it?
It's, like, for the new one... For the MetaQuest 3, I think it's $500.
No, that's not too crazy.
No. Oh, for the Pro, it's like $1,500.
Yeah.
But you could do all sorts of stuff.
Would you rather have the MetaQuest Pro or would you rather have an e-bike?
Oh, wow. An e-bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was telling Nate the other day, my goal in 2024 is to actually just get a solid e-bike. And I saw... pedal, you know, they had some fun bikes. Super 73 had some really cool drops. You guys, all I want is an e-bike and then maybe like a, you know, one of those little seat racks for the boys.
Yeah, for the boys.
You know.
To cruise around on.
Yeah, cool dads maybe in the city of LA pushing their kids around on an e-bike.
It is a symptom of fatherhood getting hyper-obsessed over one hobby and then when you've done the hobby, getting over it really quick. Or is that just my toxic trait?
I think I follow suit pretty close. If I'm into something, I got to get the whole get up.
Yeah.
Give me the shoes. Give me the
gear. I'm not putting my toe in the water. I'm cannonballing.
Yeah. And then maybe I'll do it for like 6 months, you know? And I remember when I still go through phases of this. Spurs. where I would like turn on my PS5.
Mm-hmm.
I would play every night. For gosh, three months, and then I'll get like the conversation from Leah, and she'll be like, "Babe, I think it's time that we need to have a talk about this whole gaming stuff." And I'm like, "Oh, for sure, cut it off."
I can quit whenever I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Tommy, why are you shaking?
Yeah, it goes in, and why are you yelling in the headset? She doesn't understand.
No,
she doesn't understand.
They don't get it. They really don't get it.
But it'll go in the closet for like 6 months, and I pull it out again, and then I go hard. For another three, and then it's just a repetitive cycle, man.
When you come out of the closet, you usually go hard for about 3 months.
Well, it depends on when I want to take out the PS5.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
And I thought River was asleep. He comes out and he's like, "Dad, can I just watch you play Fortnite?" And I'm like, "It's usually not something I want him to watch. You know, guns and."
Yeah.
Violence and stuff. But this time I was like, "You're about to grow up, son. Watch your dad get some scalps."
Yeah.
Get some scalps. Like, what are we talking about?
And but, let me guess, you jumped off and you probably died within the first 3 minutes.
Well, you know for a fact that's not true.
But that is very true. I've seen you get owned in that game.
Okay, I'll show you my stats later. Anyways.
Let's talk after this, man.
But he was like, now he's like, "Hey, Dad, can I play Fortnite? Like, Dad, can I play video games?" And I'm like, "You're only 7 years old.
Yeah.
You really don't know how to read very well yet." So I told him, "You can play as soon as you learn how to read."
Yeah. So he's kind of been just obsessing with reading right now because he wants to play the video.
A little bit, yeah.
That's great.
He's having a hard time reading.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's in first grade. I would probably say his reading level is like at low kindergarten.
Yeah.
You know, it's rough. But what we figured out is he learns, you know, actually a lot of boys are like this, you know. It's hard for him just to sit down.
Yeah.
I mean, he can sit down when he does things like he wants to do, but it's hard for him to focus on things that he doesn't really
see a
lot of value in at the moment. And so I started, you know, we got him this game that's on Shark Tank for spelling, and because there's some competition to it, he started – learning how to read faster and caring about it. And then we have a little whiteboard on our fridge. And in the morning, I'll put up, like, different words and stuff, and we'll sound them out and work through it. Well, the other morning, I put up three words. I put punch because we're working on CH, yeah. SH, and CH, SH, and CK, like yeah. those sounds. So I put up three words, punch, kick, and push.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, let's, you know, we did the words, sounded them out, all that stuff. I said, I'm going to point to a word. And if you miss the word, then I get to do whatever it says to you. But if you get it, you get to do whatever it says to me.
Yeah.
And we're going to word battle.
Yeah.
And he's like, word battle?
Yeah.
And so I point to kick and he's like, kick, whack. And I'm like, yeah. Oh man, this is, I'm regretting this already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Point to push, push, and he pushes me.
Yeah.
Punch, and he punches me. And I just realized, whoa, he's interacting with words and sounds.
Yeah.
At, you know, because I gamified it, because there's a competition, because it's fun for him.
Yeah, I think all kids, bro, have a, you know, such an interesting way of learning, you know.
I also, just sorry, before you go on, next time I'll choose less violent words. Hug.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, all kids, you know, they learn differently. And I think sometimes, too, you know, like, it's easy for a parent to get discouraged because, and I think, you know, when they see other kids, like, kind of get it right, they're like, man, what, why isn't he getting right? But I love that you're leaning in and you're just trying to, like, incentivize and, you know, compete and kind of, like, to his strong suits. He's a competitive person. So I love that you just, you're, you know, pulling out what he's good at and kind of like figuring it out. I think a lot of parents, you know, oftentimes, at least I do, I would get discouraged if I, you know, see my boys or, you know, don't get something right. And, you know, and I think for other parents I've seen, you know, like they could too could get discouraged, you know, yep. by, you know, not tracking the way that it is. But I think it's so, so important for their learning skills, for their social skills. If they're not good at it, that's not who they are. They're still in the stages of becoming.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
I think for the vast majority of students, they don't have a problem with learning. They have a problem with learning in a standardized fashion.
Exactly. It,
you know, each kid is a puzzle. You got to figure out how they learn, how they process, and then you can teach them according to whatever that looks like and feels like for them in the moment. But are you a reader? Do you like to read?
I wasn't a reader in school. I choose to read now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you reading any novels or anything? Or nonfiction? You're nonfiction.
I used to, no. There's some fiction, but like I haven't read a nonfiction in a while. But I would read like more like leadership book these days or, you know, like parenting, something that would like, you know.
Finances.
Just whatever it may be to like help me improve like self.
You ever read Harry Potter?
I haven't yet. I know I'll probably get ridiculed for it still. And I'll probably even get more ridiculed for this one. Because I haven't seen a lot of the Harry Potters all the way through.
Stop.
Yes.
How far are you?
I'm probably 15 minutes into the first episode.
The first movie.
The first movie, yes, sir.
No.
On God. Bible.
Hey, guys. Well, that's episode 51. I got it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding. No judgment over here, you loser. I'm just kidding. You're not a loser. You're a muggle.
But I will say this.
Do you know what that is?
No.
You don't know what a muggle is?
I don't.
A muggle wouldn't know what a muggle is. You little muggle.
I don't know what that muggle is, but it sounds tight.
Something like that.
Yeah.
A muggle is someone in Harry Potter that can't use magic.
Yeah, I'm definitely a muggle.
Not me. I'm a wizard. You're a wizard, Harry. That's a really bad. Dude, I can't. I'm actually really excited you haven't seen the movies.
Maybe I'll watch.
No, this one. Holiday season, we're watching all of them.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
They're like 4 hours long.
No, they're not.
How long are they?
About the first one's like an hour and 48
minutes. No, be real.
Maybe 2 hours is the first one.
Okay, the second one?
The longest one is probably 2 hours and 20 minutes.
So like Lord of the Rings.
No. Lord of the Rings are all over 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so dumb. Have you watched Lord of the Rings?
I love Lord of the Rings.
You love Lord of the Rings,
love.
And how do you not? Have you, what?
Dude, because the first movie, I get to the part where like they're in like their bed, and like the magic stuff is going on. They're like, I'm and that little wizard guy comes through the house, you know, old guy, and I just fell asleep right there.
Oh, dude, now I'm waking you up tomorrow morning. We have the day off. You ready to watch some Harry Potter? And we're going to take the kids. We're going to lock them into a room so they don't watch Wizards and Witchcraft. And you and me, we're going to sit down and get the Deathly Hallows going. You know what I'm saying? So silly. But I'm actually really excited, dude. We're going to watch them together.
Let's go. Let's try it out.
What if we do a double date? Leah's going to watch them too.
Oh, Lord. Good luck. She just watched the third series of Equalizer 3.
With Denzel.
And she is obsessed.
Oh, dude. Has she watched The Wicks?
She has not watched The Wicks. I do think that she would enjoy it, but just I think a lot of the action stuff. I feel like Wick is a little bit more action-packed than...
Way more.
Way more. And like snapping heads and, you know, cracking and shooting.
Yeah, John Wick feels like... If an action movie took a bunch of cocaine and pre-workout.
Like that Cocaine Bear or whatever.
Cocaine Bear is based on a true story.
No, it's not.
Swear to God.
On Bible.
Bible. Where is it? Yeah, I got a Bible right here.
Stop.
On Bible.
Like the bear ate the cocaine. Yeah. And he just went crazy.
Well, he went crazy and then he died.
Got it.
Because he overdosed on cocaine.
Yeah. But this bear probably in this movie probably lived for a long time.
Yeah, I'm sure this bear is
gone.
Oh, man. Holy cow. Remember growing up, Tommy, like we grew up in the, you know, and probably a lot of listeners too, we grew up with LimeWire. Did you have Kaza? I don't know how you say it.
I had LimeWire.
K-A-Z-A-A. It was before LimeWire.
No, I don't think I had that, but I had, was it Rhapsody? Or sorry, no, there was
Napster.
Napster.
Yeah.
Yeah, Napster, yep. LimeWire is where I was sitting at.
Yeah, for sure. Same.
Let's just be real. I would put 15 songs on and then Summer Break 06.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm naming that CD. And if it's like good vibes, I would be like hype music or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 07 R&B love songs.
But like, remember there was viral videos on LimeWire, you know, Charlie bit me.
Yeah.
Charlie bit me.
Yeah.
Charlie. You know, that was on LimeWire before it was on YouTube.
Stop.
And it was like viral, you know?
On LimeWire.
But like our kids are growing up and it's like, they're just, the videos that they're going to watch are going to like have their time in history and be gone so fast.
Yeah.
That they're not going to, like we had videos, bro.
Yeah, we did.
Like, there's not going to be another Gangnam Style.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or what's the other song? What did the fox say? Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. Hey, did you ever watch the Unforgivable videos?
No.
I don't recommend anyone going on YouTube and typing in Unforgivable Waffle Fries. I don't recommend you doing that.
But
if you do...
Please
it
tell
is,
me a little bit
it
more.
Is incredibly offensive, and I do not endorse it.
Yeah.
Don't go watch it.
Yeah.
But it's one I grew up with.
Yeah. And it's crazy.
Remember Kimbo Slice videos?
Yes, I remember Kimbo Slice.
That wasn't on YouTube, bro. That was on LimeWire.
Stop. Him just knocking out people, and they're gone. Didn't he kill a man?
I'm sure, bro. He killed. I mean, he had cardiac arrest himself personally.
Yeah,
because, you know, he wasn't very healthy, but.
Yeah.
We always circle back to this, but as parents, here's a few things that I think that we can work on. And I bring up Kimbo Slice because it brought me here, right? But like I think sometimes when we talk about parenting, it's always about our interactions with our kids.
Yeah.
But so much of parenting, like 50% of parenting, maybe probably more, 50% of parenting has nothing to do with your interaction with your kids. It has everything to do with your interaction with yourself and leading yourself well.
Hmm.
And so going into 2024, here's a few things that have nothing to do with your kids that you can improve before you get to 2024 or start the process that will make you a better parent. The first one, your health. Maybe you can't get into shape by 2024. That would be pretty impressive if you're out of shape, but you can create a plan.
That's it.
The next one, finances.
Oh, yeah.
You want to become a better parent? Get better at finances.
Have to.
How much stress
do
finances put on your shoulders that distract you from being a good father or a good husband?
Well, I mean, think about this. Like, finances, you know, it's such a big part of our world. It's such a crazy exchange transaction. Every day we think about it because it, like, life happens because of it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, there's needs, there's actual needs, there's bills, there's all these things. So I think it's always on our mind. And I think once we get into, like, a weird place with it and, you know, we let it control us because of the way that we've made decisions, you know, of how to spend it, you know, I think it's always on people's mind. So, yeah, I think a lot of people get stressed by it. We just did a little thing at a church, the series.
About stewardship.
Yeah. And, you know, hearing some of the stats that one Sunday, I was like, bro, people lose, sleep over this stuff.
42% of people stress about their financial reality while at work.
Yes.
So you're sitting at work. You go to work to get money. And while you're at work making money, you're worried about the money that you're going to make and whether or not it being enough. So work on your finances. Get a budget.
That's it.
Again, maybe by 2024, you can't be financially sound, but you can create a plan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got a little gassy right there. I'm like, dang it. Right when the punchline is, create a...
Holy cow.
You can create a plan.
Yeah.
And then hit 2024 and stick to your budget. Do you know why? It's called a budget?
Why is it called a budget?
Because once you set it, you can't budge from it.
That's it.
Right? Here's the third one. If you want to be a better parent, be a better spouse.
Ooh.
People don't want to hear this one.
Yeah, talk to me.
You can't treat your wife like trash and then treat your kids like treasure.
Talk to them.
They're going to see you treat your wife the way that you do, and they will emulate it, and they will expect it, and they will think that that's going to be their future as well. If you want to be a better parent, ensure your children, give them confidence and credibility in you in your relationship with your spouse. Take care of your spouse. Cover your spouse. Date your spouse. Get your spouse gifts. Encourage your spouse on a daily basis. If you really want to be a better parent, then fix your relationships at the top.
I love that.
It's like, if you've ever had relationship issues, it is impossible, or it's very difficult. It's exhausting to try to convince everyone else that it's good when it's not.
Hmm.
And your kids, they might not be able to articulate what they feel, but they can sense it.
And they can see it.
Yeah, they can see it
daily.
Absolutely. We were watching this YouTube channel. It's called The Bucket List Family.
Yeah.
It's just
great
the best.
Family.
Yeah, it's the best. We love it. And the mom and dad kiss on it.
Yeah.
And remember, it goes, ew, what are they doing? And my wife comes over and she's like, you mean this, River? And like gives me a big kiss. And River's like, oh my gosh, you guys love each other.
And
we're like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, it's like,
have to.
Yeah, I don't care if you're cringing about it.
I
want to let you know that no matter what happens, your mom and I are gonna be good.
Yeah, I love that so much.
Here's another one. You want to become a better parent? Get a good hobby.
You have to.
That sounds crazy, but if you can unload stress and pressure and the overwhelming existence of life upon your shoulders, if you can load it onto a hobby, please, in context and in boundaries, right?
Yeah.
Hobbies can't become obsessions.
What is your hobby?
Currently, I have a couple hobbies. Number one, I collect Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
My son and I, we both collect Pokemon cards, and I think it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
However, it's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Number two, I play video games.
Yeah. Those would be like the two hobbies.
Yeah.
I like
And I have a boundary around my hobbies.
Yep.
Right? I don't spend over a certain amount of money for the Pokemon cards and for video games. I don't play video games until my family's in bed.
Great.
So that way it's not distracting from the family. And even then, I make sure I go to I play about 20 minutes to 40 minutes, depending. I'm not going to go out on a loss. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it goes 40 minutes.
Let's go.
If you want to be a better parent, it's not just a relationship between you and your children. It's holistic. Parenting is not something you do. Parent is who you are.
Right.
And that embodies everything about your life.
That is the best thing I've heard in a while.
You're the best thing I've ever heard in a while. Hey, we love you guys so much. That's episode 51.
Let's go. Episode 51. We'll see you back here. And if you are listening right now, I know you thought I was just going to end it right there.
But I did. Hey, I did.
You guys got to make sure you like, subscribe, share this podcast with people that you know should be listening to it. Listen, we wouldn't be here without you guys.
That's right.
And so for all the people that are sharing, we love you. Thank you for taking the time to really listen and add value into this journey. Again, Nate and I, we don't have all the answers.
No.
And some of this probably won't work for you. But the idea of it is that, we try to put our best foot forward, and we just think that the best days are ahead of us.
That's right. All right, let's get it. We'll see you guys on the next episode, episode 52. We're out.
Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Just getting no sleep, baby. Dads who try.